some money is all I think of. Money on my mind, 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 some money is all I think of. What up, Doe?
That shit was hard.
Hey, new studio, new intro.
Right. That countdown was great.
What? Yeah. I was ready to sing the lyrics. I was about to start flowing.
Stepping at the motherfucker.
Go ahead, then. Just let it ride for this right here. Just let that shit ride.
As the rapper said, let that bitch breathe.
Let that bitch breathe. What's the deal? Happy hump day, baby.
Happy hump day.
First episode in the new joint.
We are in the office.
Yeah, no, for real. Like, we booming right now. Hey, like, this is real presidential.
It's dark in here. We got the wood
wallpaper. Hey, Mikel posted it on IG. I just reposted it on the Sports Talk page.
Oh, he put it on there?
If y'all want to check it out.
Yeah.
He posted the new studio, you know. New studio. Follow. What'd you post today? You said same show.
New location, baby. Yeah. Same show, new location, baby. Come on now.
Come on now. We did by word. Well, at least me and P said last week we was gonna wear some jerseys, but right now the Dodgers are blowing it.
Come on, guys.
Still 5-2, top of the eighth. Come on, Dodgers, pull through. Hey, that was down.
They pulled through yesterday.
Yeah, so hopefully.
They got to shake back.
You know, P, you want to do the check-ins real quick?
Guys, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. You know, I always look forward to this day. You know what I'm saying? It's a moment for us to kind of get on here, use our platform, and just, you know, drop some gems, talk sports, and just have a good time, decompress from the day. So how y'all week, man? How y'all feeling? You know what I'm saying? Mark, go ahead. You go first, man.
I've had 3 in a row 5 a.m. days.
Ooh. You had to be at work at 5 a.m.
I had to be up by 5 to go to my office south of where I live to make sure I still started work up in Hollywood between 7 and 7:30.
Sheeshers.
Wait, so you were up? Sorry, say it again. You was up at 5?
Up at 5.
Oh, okay.
Drove south to Carson.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then went from Carson to Hollywood.
Oh. How much time did you spend at Carson? Or how much time in the morning you spend there?
I was in and out, so no more than 15 minutes, just so I could still hit the road by like 6.
Yeah.
Coming from down there to make sure I still get my day going.
And it's required of you to touch in Carson first before you get to
work. It's not required. No, this week I've had to do it extra. Most of the time I go on Friday.
Okay.
I go on Fridays, but this week I've had to do it like 3 days in a row because I've had to go get stuff for different retailers. And
yeah,
we got executives from St. Louis coming in next week, so it's just been a shit show.
Okay. A little frenzy-ish.
You say a little is being polite. Other than that, I mean, I'm alive, but I'm just tired.
I feel it.
Yeah.
You had to get through.
Thank God today's Wednesday.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Hump day it is.
Facts, bro.
Two more days until I get a weekend.
Hey,
where the weekend at?
Dude,
that's what I'm asking.
I need Friday.
What time is it?
It's almost here.
I need Friday to show up.
It's almost here, baby. It's almost here. Fern, what about you, man? How the week been so far?
You know, real solid week has been. We talked about today. Feels like we haven't even been at practice. You know, it's one of those weeks.
You're playing
a team like we're playing this week in Compton, where they run the wing tee. Not really much to prep for. They're gonna run the ball.
Who the hell runs the wing tee?
Exactly. 2021.
They've been running it for years, dude.
Wing tee is what you run in like the Midwest.
Compton has been running it for years.
Are
dog.
You serious?
Facts.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes.
So, when you don't have a lot of dudes, you know that's the only offense you can run.
No, real talk.
Yeah.
And granted, credit to them. Facts. They usually have a few athletes in spots.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Give them the ball.
Yeah, but
still,
that's what they do, man.
You running the wing tee.
On Sunday, I was at my boy's crib watching the Sunday night game, and one of his boys was showing me about a dude that was cold back. I graduated high school '09, so he was showing me a dude from my year that was cold at Compton, and they ran the same shit.
Wow.
He showed me dude highlight tape, and it was out of the wing tee, dog. Like,
it's clearly been more than 10 years, all right?
Yeah.
Is Compton, like, usually good, or, like, are they, like, middle of the pack?
They right in the middle.
They have, not going to lie, they have their years.
Yeah.
Where they're, like, you know, they're pushing for a playoff spot, and then they have their years, like, this year, where they're, like, they're taking some bumps.
Yeah.
But I think that also comes with the whole shutdown, the whole pandemic. Like,
fair enough.
You know, they had a school like Compton wasn't really – a lot of schools in Long Beach weren't really playing. You had other schools who were in the OC who were doing, what was it? The little rec teams.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you know, their Winter Circle.
Yeah, Winter Circle. Yeah, like, Pauly was the only school in Long Beach that had, like, a team. Yeah. You know, like, a team that played games in Arizona. So, it helped them get.
And I heard about Pauly, you know, from back east. Like,
yeah.
You knew about them. Like,
oh. And I mean, it was just, it's just interesting to have seen that, because I honestly feel like that club football surge could have really just popped off and been that, like, it could have remained what it is even through this high school season. And I thought it was going to be, but I mean that's not how it worked out. But I'm sure it's going to be some club teams, because this is our first spring post COVID that we're going to be approaching at the beginning of the year. So it'll be interesting to see if some of those club teams that he mentioned resurface and actually have club ball. Could just imagine you as a senior.
Yeah.
Imagine you graduate this spring and you didn't really get no burn during the fall season.
Yeah, yeah.
You go hop on a club team.
You still can play.
You still play. You got a whole new season.
4 or 5 games in.
Yeah. You know? And then, boom, you use that tape just to market yourself.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
I didn't think about that.
Me neither. That's crazy.
Shout out to all the, you know, senior ballers that haven't been getting
a lot of burn, man.
So, you know, but P, how's the week been? Oh, well, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say,
like, the evolution of, like, high school football is matching high school basketball when you talk about
other teams.
Yeah,
with that AAU.
Like, I would have never thought we would do this for football. Like, because football is always, like, traditional. It's about your high school. And if you don't cut it in high school well...
Maybe
go to JUCO, maybe do this, maybe do that.
But now you didn't ask the tough question.
We got the, you know, the emergence of IMG and these other teams that are like actual club teams. It's crazy.
That's wild. That's really wild. Yeah. But, man, it's been a cool week, man. I mean, it's been, like Fern said, football-wise, it's been real. You know, just really just kind of just a lot more observing than coaching, you know, a lot of more coaching coming in different areas, you know, than probably other days, but, or other weeks, I should say. But it's been a blessed week, man. You know, taking it as it comes, just, you know, thankful to continue to do what we do. You know, of course, it being for some a holiday season, you know, some people really go ham for Halloween.
Oh yeah,
you know,
I was like, wait, what holiday? I know Columbus Day.
Yeah, yeah, some people
Indigenous
really go
People Day.
Yeah, some people go ham for Halloween, but you know, my son looking forward to it. He's geeked about it.
What's he gonna dress up?
He gonna be Catboy from PJ Masks.
Of course,
yeah, he loves Catboy, man. So I gotta get me a Gecko costume because he want me to be Gecko.
I have no idea who these cartoons are,
dude. PJ Masks is a cold little cartoon, really? Bro. It's a little superhero cartoon. All right. He loves it. He loves it. So you know, and of course they got the pumpkin patches going on. You know, even taking him last night, you see people on dates at these pumpkin patch events.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, don't go on any Sunday near don't go on any Sunday in the future because you might see me there. Mind your business.
Dressed up, he might have a flannel and some jeans on.
Smiling for the picture.
Ready
with a pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, all right,
chill.
No lie though. Hey, no free shout-outs, but Starbucks Pumpkin Spice Cold Brew has been getting me right for the past 2 weeks, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's been getting me right for the past 2 weeks, boy.
I had one on Tuesday.
That shit fire.
Pick me up real quick.
I ain't gonna lie.
I almost bought one.
Bro, I fucked around. Got one from McDonald's on Sunday. That shit did not hit the same, dog.
McDonald's don't hit.
My dad loved they goddamn caramel frappes.
Oh, caramel frappes. I
love them hoes.
In the summer?
Yeah.
Them shit slap. In the summer, they slap.
He be busting them down.
Especially like when it's 90 degrees, he be like, I want coffee, but I want a milkshake. Fuck it.
Frappe it is.
Like, in the summers, they slap.
Dude, so.
Even though I haven't had one in like 3 years.
On everything, that goddamn Cobra gets it done, oh, dog.
Yeah, sure. Yo.
Man, I'm loving the LA, the West Coast representation we got. We got AD. Who you got on?
I got Mookie.
You got Mookie on.
With the Laker cap in there.
Laker cap.
Mark got the Dodger cap on. What's the Dodgers looking like right now? I know they're playing.
Let's get the update. Update score real quick. The sports update's brought to you by
nobody right now.
Liquid football.
However, if you want to sponsor the show and sponsor our sports highlight segment, by all means, call us.
Please do.
For real. If you own
call
a business,
us, email us, DM us, do whatever.
If you own a business and want to get, you know.
We do respond.
A little shout out on here, you know, take a segment away. We'll do these live sports updates now that basketball's back in session.
Yeah.
You want to sponsor the intro music? Come on.
Do that.
Go ahead. We're here. Do your thing. Yeah, Dodgers still 5-2, but we up at bat right now.
Come on now.
Bottom of the eighth. But two outs.
Blowing it.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, whatever his name is.
Jesus, there's a lot. The Dodgers blowing
whatever
it.
Whatever stepdaddy name
let's,
was.
Let's jump ship to Peace jerseys. You know, hey.
Lakers, baby.
Lakers was back last night. You know, it wasn't the way we wanted it to be back. But, you know.
It's game one.
What I realized, yeah, Lakers always blow game one.
They do.
Even after championship seasons, they always blow game one.
And they not really. Preseason, early games, like, we not stunning as fans either. Like,
no.
We're not really stunned. We get it. You know what I'm saying? We got a squad full of savvy vets, and it's going, and, you know, in a nice group of, like, youngsters, you know, young guys. You know, we got Kendrick Nunn. We got Malik Monk.
Would you call them youngsters at this point still?
Well, Kendrick Nunn for sure, because this is only his third year.
All right. Yeah. And then the other youngster is hurt.
Malik Young been in the league, what, like 4 years?
4 years. And Kendrick Nunn didn't play yesterday.
Yeah, Kendrick Nunn didn't play at all.
And THT is hurt.
And THT is hurt.
And Trevor Reeves are hurt.
Trevor's hurt. And then we got Avery Bradley, who played some minutes towards the end of the game.
Like 6 minutes.
And we literally picked him up over the weekend.
Yeah, he was locked.
But it's a familiar scenario for him, and so it's not going to take much time.
I knew he was on the Warriors, but they brought it up that Draymond and Steph were pissed that he got released.
Yeah. It was because them two, of course, being the strongest voices in the locker room, the veterans on that team. And even a lot of guys paired in that locker room wanted him to be retained.
Yeah. Well, you see how I told someone at the gym today, he's Patrick Beverly with all the like the extras. He'll get in your face between the whistles, and once it's over, he just
get on.
Onto the Nets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real. And I'm of course thankful that we were able to bring him back. But like I was talking with a couple of my boys at work today, at some point we gonna move a few pieces. We're guard heavy. We got Avery Bradley, Rajon Rondo, Russell Westbrook, Kendrick Nunn, and then we got like two rookies that play guard that are on 2-way contracts. Granted, we might not touch them.
They won't get touched.
You know what I'm saying? But those four veteran guys, of them four dudes, there's no way we can work all of them into a single game.
I think the Lakers are in a good position because you want to be in that position where you're heavier at one position, like that position.
Yeah.
Because then you can ride the hot hand. And if everyone understands the role, like,
Bradley,
I think he understands that it's going to be nights where he's not going to get used.
Because you're here for defense, brother.
Yeah, you're here for defense. And like yesterday, he knocked down two threes. We love it.
Yeah,
you're here for whenever your number's called, like, you're ready to step up.
Do what you got to do.
And even Dwight Howard, when he said he came back, like, he understands, like, AD's in, like, the top big
man.
But
I'm going to come in, and I'm going to play some hard-ass minutes.
Yeah, so whenever your numbers call, like, go give us these 5 or 6 minutes. Hey, when your time's done, go sit on the bench, wave your towel in.
And be geeks for everybody.
Get that chip, dog.
Get that chip. Like,
so I think if the Lakers can handle, like, if all those bench players, all those guards can handle understanding the role, I think it'll be fun.
What'd you guys think of that starting lineup that they threw out there? Like, I didn't expect DeAndre
Jordan. I don't even know who it was.
It was DeAndre, AD, LeBron, Russ.
And Bazemore. Oh, we forgot about Bazemore.
And Bazemore. And I was like, Bazemore's a starter? How the hell that happened?
But to be real, I feel like when it comes to basketball, you could really start the game with anybody.
Because, but if you think about it, so you said Russ, LeBron, yeah. AD, you could throw anyone out there out of everyone, who else they're going to be
anyone
with.
Anyone on the Lakers, you could throw anyone out there, and it doesn't matter because everyone else is going to get burned.
Right.
And then as long as those three on the court, yeah, that's fine.
Because then just think about it. You got DeAndre at the five. You got AD at the four. You got LeBron at the three. Then you got Russ and Kent Bazemore running the two. So it's really a win-win. It really don't matter. Yeah. Granted, Kent Bazemore is not going to be a consistent starter.
I think when THT comes back, he starts.
I don't think THT starts.
I think that they like when THT gets him off the bench.
I think Malik Monk ends up starting more consistently.
You think so?
Yeah.
The reason why, I don't know. Well,
maybe. Or you could really, I guarantee it's going to be a lineup where you start Rondo and Russ at the same time. Because you got two guards on the bench, Malik Monk and Kendrick Nunn, who could come off the bench and still literally give you the same, if not more, production together.
If obviously Russ is going to start.
Yeah,
but you got to put somebody else with him to be the primary ball handler.
Correct.
You can't let it be him.
But it can. But you don't necessarily have to. I think Russ can be the primary point man. But he's going to give you more than what a point will. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
If this Lakers team did not have LeBron, yes.
I just think what it comes down to is Frank Vogel solidifying who the true point man is going to be in any situation.
We know who it is.
Who is it?
LeBron.
But it don't always got to be LeBron. And especially if you start Rondo.
And I think LeBron's at the age, he's year 19, so I think he wants the ball out of his hand.
Yeah.
But he says that every year, and then midway through the season, he ends up with it.
But he's never had a point guard like Westbrook who could, like, he had
Kyrie.
And
he got him and Rondo.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think where was I going with this?
Take it.
The reason why Malik Monk's better off the bench is because, and I think Rondo's better off the bench is because now you have someone who can handle the ball when LeBron and Westbrook go to the bench.
Right.
You don't have just, like, now you got two ball handlers. Like, Rondo could control the bench. And
then you got rest at the two. Like, yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Like, do what you do.
And then AD stays in the game with the twos a lot of the times anyway. So we see how lethal LeBron and, not LeBron, but damn, we got two songs playing.
Okay. I like the mix. And then really, like, Vogel has the opportunity to really have any one of his big three in at any given time.
Oh, yeah.
At any given time.
AD plays the most minutes right now, so AD with anyone,
it don't matter.
AD look like
and then even if AD comes off the court, if you want to go big, you get DeAndre and you go Dwight Howard, and then you might have Rondo and Kendrick Nunn, you know what I'm saying, at the front court. And then you might have Malik Monk play small, or Carmelo, you know what I'm saying, at the three.
I think when the season gets like 20, 25 games in, I think you start looking at everybody's plus minus from a statistical standpoint, going, all right, who's really working? Who's really working and who's not working?
Who's gelling?
Yeah. Who's gelling? And then who's the most productive unit? And then who's not? And then you can start to figure out.
Right. 100%.
Who's that weak link where you go, all right, if we leave you in by yourself without help,
we know it's not going to work.
We can't do you, but then if you're in with this person, okay, cool. But if you're in with that person, that doesn't work. All right, then you can start really gelling and adjusting lines. But
facts.
You need more games to actually figure that out. And after game one in the horrible preseason, which nobody gives a damn about anyway, then you start to figure it out around Christmas.
Right.
Hey, real quick, a name we're not even bringing out, Melo. Hey, the crowd loved Melo yesterday.
Love him.
Melo.
We love, bro.
I'm a Melo.
I need one, bro. Yeah, I am a Melo fan.
Yeah, me too.
I am a Melo fan for real. Like,
Nuggets days.
Yeah, since the Nuggets days.
The only time I didn't go for Melo was when he played the Lakers in that conference finals when he was
Nuggets. Back in the gap.
Yeah.
Dude, Melo is really my guy, dog. Yeah, like, I'm for all things Melo, bro. Just not the shoes. I don't care for the Jays.
Oh, yeah. I was glad that the fans was really, like, messing with Melo yesterday.
Dude, because he good in every hood.
No, yeah.
Melo's good in every hood.
This late in your career, like.
Yeah.
This is basically, would you say it's like he's like a year or two away from a farewell tour. Like,
what? I mean, he's the same year as LeBron.
Would you?
I think.
But he's not playing like.
Well,
LeBron.
No, because, well, obviously.
No, yeah.
And he still had essentially almost a whole year off.
Yeah, he did.
Which helped him, though.
Where would you see, like, if you, us, all of us being Melo fans,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
where would you want Melo to do his like farewell tour? Farewell.
Go back to the Knicks.
The Knicks.
Before he retire, I'd love to see him back with the Knicks.
All right,
Mark. I think in a perfect world, yes. I don't think reality that happens just because of what the Knicks are trying to do, and I don't think they do it.
I think because he's
not allowed in Denver.
He gotta come off the bench regardless.
You don't think he's allowed in Denver?
No.
I just don't see him. I see him finishing with the Knicks just because that's home. Like, he from the city. So I think it'd be dope to see him sign, you know, a year deal, you know what I'm saying, and go rock with the Knicks again just to wrap it up. Not even on the, like, I'm trying to get a ring type shit, but let's wrap this shit up. You know what I'm saying?
You're not going to the Knicks. If he gets a ring this year, then I think he may suck it up and go, you know, all right, let me find one team to go year 20 and just do this thing.
I don't see him playing anywhere else other than either with the Lakers.
Yeah, I don't.
Portland again or the Knicks.
I think for him, it might just be with LA.
Yeah.
The Lakers might be it.
Yeah.
The fans love him. Like, and yeah,
bro,
I think
we love him here.
And he'll get love in every city that he goes to.
You just said not Denver.
Except Denver.
Yeah.
I think he would still get love in Denver, though, because that one
on his last leg.
Yeah,
maybe.
Hey, he ain't getting love in Atlanta.
No,
he didn't. Nah, he didn't do it. he robbed him of 30 mil.
He got the bag from their ass.
Yeah, robbed their ass.
But Melo always gets the bag. Melo always gets the bag. That's one thing he good at. He gonna get the bag.
Well, damn, Melo kind of fumbled the bag because aren't him and Lala not on good terms right now?
He fumbled her.
They divorced.
That's what I'm saying. But she still, I love how she still supports him.
Yeah,
yeah, that's for cool. Sure.
On everything. She know what he, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day,
he is the father of her child, and she respects him.
She separates the buffoonery from his grind and him as a dad. You know what I'm saying?
Actual.
So you gotta, she ain't never slandered him or tried to like tarnish his name or nothing like that. Like, he did what he did. I mean, she handled it the way she wanted to handle it. You know what I'm saying?
Digging this one, huh?
Yeah, he liked that shit. And then
I'm doing whatever I can to stay awake. Oh.
She got yourself a bang before you got here, my boy.
No.
A Celsius.
Celsius, baby.
Yes.
Sponsor us.
Pumpkin spice.
We drink it.
Unless you gotta be up early tomorrow.
Bang. No, I can actually sleep for like an extra 45.
Dustin said there's a bar nearby. Anyways,
but
hell no.
Yeah. So, hey. So, what do you guys think? So, the Lakers. Yeah. Hey, the Lakers had the lead the whole three quarters, and then
they blew it. They literally blew it.
Like the new
bro.
Kicker for the I was gonna say the R word for the Washington football team. His last name is Blew It. His last name is Chris Blew It.
Chris.
I said he already lost the game for them because they're going to say Chris Blew It.
You mean like the Atlanta Blew It football team too?
Wow.
Sheesh.
I'm hoping that the Braves take after their, you know, football brethren and blow this game.
They about to.
They are.
You know what? That's what's happening. The Braves are going to go up 3-1.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying the Braves are going to go up 3-1. No, I don't know the score right now.
Oh.
But I'm telling you, they're going to go up. If they win the game, it's top of the ninth right now, 5-2 still. If they win the game, it's going to go 5-2, 3-1, and they're going to blow it.
That'd be great. And they will blow it in Atlanta, which would be even better.
Hey, staying with the little, you went baseball. But back to basketball real quick.
Yeah.
The Chicago Sky?
Dude.
Shout out
to Candace Parker.
Yeah, we talked about it last episode.
Yeah, yeah. Everything.
We
dog.
Caught it.
She did her thing.
Y'all
got to
get us up a jersey now.
No, no bullshit. We got to get a WNBA jersey for
I low-key would wear it backwards.
Yes, just RGP. Like, just for us. Yeah.
Hey, she cold, dog.
Oh, she cold. She did her thing, and it's crazy because she went from most overrated player, the fact that they even considered her that, the most overrated player, to now.
Who is they?
Dude, it was something voted for that. Like,
oh,
they was really
no.
saying she was the most overrated player in the WNBA, bro. Dead ass.
The disrespect.
They considered her that.
It's the same people that rated Kobe, like, out of the top 20.
That's crazy.
One time when he, I forgot what year he was in, but he came back and
dog day
after
ass.
That year he tore his Achilles.
Yeah, he was on a fucking tear.
And he, yeah, he literally
and they still made it to the playoffs after he got hurt.
Yeah,
because of how good he led them.
Yeah,
that year.
Cause that was the last game of the season when he tore his Achilles. And then
oh, I was sick when that shit happened.
Yeah, but
boy.
hey, shout out to the both Phoenix teams. Both lost.
Both of them. They both show support.
Yeah.
I mean,
they
you
both
know,
show support. Boy.
I mean, when's the last time Phoenix has seen, you know, any type of championship round?
Not the transition. This is not meant to be that, but shout out to the Cardinals.
I was going to say, the Cardinals might be there,
the Cardinals
boy.
Rocking,
the Cardinals
though.
Rocking.
And the last time the Cardinals went to the Super Bowl, they blew it against the Steelers.
But they had a back boy as a quarterback, so it's all right.
He did.
Facts. Facts.
Hey, and, you know, Troy Polamalu, nothing to mess with.
Dude, and James Harrison.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, James
boy.
99 yards. Give me the oxygen mask.
Dude, and it's crazy.
And like Antonio Holmes with that damn touchdown.
Oh, toe tap.
He was
toe tap before toe tap. It's Antonio Holmes.
Yeah. No. The Cromartie, Dominique Rogers Cromartie,
oh,
bro.
Yeah.
He supposed to pick that hoe off.
Yeah.
I remember watching that game.
Big
bro.
Ben put that somewhere where he couldn't, like, well, he could have grabbed it.
Yeah, it was a crazy spot, crazy placement.
And I said, ooh.
Hey, man, and rightfully so in the Chicago Sky Parade. Chance the Rapper, he turned up with him.
Oh,
you know
shout
what I'm
out
saying?
Chance. You know,
I love that.
I'm gonna
man.
Have to play some Chance.
Hey, shout out to Chance, man.
Shout out to the Chicago mayor.
Shout out to the mayor of Chicago, man. Shout out to it.
Hey, no lie. Talking about parades, I already told my job. The Lakers or Dodgers win a championship.
I'm gone.
Don't expect me to come to work.
Because I didn't go to the one in 2019 or 2020. I mean,
there was two supposed to happen here.
Bruh. We didn't get either one.
Either. Like, as fans, we should be asking for like that rerun.
Factuals.
Like, yeah, we are.
Me and Michael was, we were talking downstairs when he was letting me in.
Yeah.
He said, hopefully the Dodgers make it and the Astros make it because we need that lick back.
Factual.
Because, hey, Astros, if you're listening right now, like we told the Giants, man, we called it during the wild card game, and they beat your ass. Hey, now, hey, Astros, we looking ahead.
Now what?
We need that lick back.
Now what? God damn it.
Yeah, cheating asses.
Damn it, boy.
Any Astro fans, log off.
Yeah, bum.
Please leave.
And then come back.
Yeah. Factual Astros. We gonna keep it East Coast, baby.
What's up?
We know, goddammit, the crazy shit that's been going down in goddamn Philadelphia. We know Zach Ertz got the fucking boot.
Booty.
And went to Phoenix.
Another, fuck.
Another weapon for them.
Another one. But we going to talk Ben Simmons. His ass decided not to participate in a defensive drill.
Oh, well, why would he?
Shit.
Because he's...
he need to play some damn defense.
No, but he don't...
He does.
No, he don't shoot threes. Yeah.
He don't.
No, threes, no, but defense he plays.
That's the one thing he does do. Doc said, you know what? Get your shit and leave.
I ain't mad at him, dog.
What? Hell no, bro. You a part of the team. You better do that shit.
Fuck that. No, if you going to fake be here, go home. I'd rather you be gone than like pretend to be here.
The video I sent in the group said it all. He didn't give a damn about where he was at. Like
He don't
give a damn, bro. It's this video of him in practice.
He's
just
looking.
To himself, just looking like, cool.
Bro, he over it.
Like, bro.
He hit you with that Marshawn. I'm just here so I won't get
fined.
But at least Marshawn,
like, was there for his job.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Ben Simmons is literally there, but not even there. He
like,
don't even
he's
wanna
in a different headspace.
Yeah, he not interacting with his teammates.
Like,
he don't even look like he having a good time.
Like, I really want to know who told him to show up to work.
It was the bread,
shit,
bro. They was taking the bag from his ass. You withheld his salary. He wasn't getting paid. He wasn't about to get paid for the games. Like, the bread took him there, and the bread ultimately got his ass put out because he don't want to be there. I'm not because you just got to think about
it. He clearly don't want to be.
You don't want to be there. Don't compromise yourself for the bag.
Nah, yeah.
You made your bed, lying that shit, bro.
Let your ass get traded.
Like, dog, because you told them a couple weeks ago. I don't want nothing to do with y'all.
You stood them up,
and then
they flew out to meet you, bro.
And then you showed up unexpected.
Mm, look at you.
Come on, dude.
Real quick, turn that mic up real quick.
Ooh. Let's hear what Joel says.
Amir, what did that say was suspended for? There you go. I have nothing to say.
You got a fresh
like
lineup, too.
Say, you know, I focus on the guys that are here. But the one thing I'll say is that, you know, since he's been back, Nothing has really changed. The guys, you know, we've been having fun, you know, sharing the ball, moving the ball, you know, focus on the guys that want to be here and, you know, that want to play, that want to be part of this. But I do think, you know, the year is going to be fun. You know, I like the guys that we have, you know, humble, like to work hard, that do work hard, and I think we're going to have fun just playing with each other, and yeah.
Hey, later on in that interview, he went to go say, I'm not a babysitter.
He said that?
He said, I'm not a babysitter. Somebody asked him another question. He was just like, yo, I don't care about that man.
Yeah, basically, yeah, he was just like,
he said that verbatim. I don't care about that man.
They was homies. He does what he want to do. They was homies.
I don't think they really were.
You know what?
I don't think they were.
This could be
not for real, for real.
Not as successful, but as the media portrays it, it could be the Shaq and Kobe situation. Like, we could probably think they ain't homies.
Yeah, because, true.
Like, you know, what the media shows and what the media says, but behind closed doors, they could be really homies because, you know, I don't know.
I thought it was the reverse, where they put on a good face for everybody, but like when it was time for them to go home, one goes that way, the other one goes all the way that way.
Bro, we everybody knew Kobe and Shaq had issues.
Hell, they came out and said it.
They knew it. Like, we knew it. Kobe wanted Shaq to get in shape. Shaq was on his shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was very open, but when they was on the court, they jailed.
Shout out A24.
Shout out to A20. It's A24. Are we talking about Kobe? Hey. Look at that.
But the only reason I say what I say is because, you know, now that Kobe has passed, every interview you hear Shaq come out and say, he's just like, yeah, we was cool. Like, the media was the one who was going out to get us. Like, yeah, we were cool. We're brothers. And I'm like, just say how it is. Like,
because y'all was beefed out for a moment.
That was beef.
That was for sure beef. For sure.
Especially when that court case came up, the Shaq name came up all of a sudden. Like, yo.
I'm glad they kind of spoke it out.
Yeah, that
was good.
And that was dope. You know what I'm saying? Because, of course, we all wanted to see that.
Yeah.
We all wanted to see that.
Like,
you
the
know
fans and all just wanted to see them, you know,
reunite, talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Clear the air.
But, you know, but that's also after three titles and four appearances, them two.
They ain't got nothing to show.
They got nothing near
they have
close.
Nothing to show.
Not
for
even
it.
A finals appearance.
And them two, we're speaking of Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons.
Yeah. So.
And it's like, to be real, Joel Embiid is really the franchise guy.
Oh yeah.
It's really him. But the backwards thing about you're building around Ben Simmons for what?
I don't know why.
You should build around Joel Embiid.
Yeah. The reason why they traded for Tobias Harris was for Ben Simmons. Because
he wasn't going to shoot.
Exactly.
So they needed somebody that was going to do it.
And you get Tobias Harris,
you match him with Doc Rivers, which is a match made in heaven because Doc is the reason why Tobias blew up when he was with the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you grab him.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Even to be real, someone else that would have been cold with the Sixers who just happened to retire recently is JJ Redick.
He was with the Sixers.
He did spend time with the Sixers. And at that time, what did he spend, two, three seasons with them?
Two seasons with them.
Two max, yeah.
So imagine him coming back now, coming off the bench. I mean, he's still that dude when it comes to that sharpshooting shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's all you got to do. He never banged out or nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Catch that ball, shoot it. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this is classy right here.
Ooh. I've been eating noodles every day because I'm sick.
Oh. Damn, that was a cold one. You gotta know, P does some, you know, some rapping on the
little,
side.
Little rapper.
Hey, it's a cold one.
Something light, boy.
I always like when the instrumentals hit you with, like, you know, a little lyric and, like,
yeah. And then the drop. How y'all feel about Zaire Wade and his situation? You know, he had a few mid-majors that was on him, but he decided to go G League. And as we know, G League is paying. They paying now. They give you a nice little bag.
Hey, it's cool.
Granted, he don't need it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he should.
I mean, like,
don't
need it. It's cool that your daddy, Dwayne Wade, he happens to be a part owner of the Utah Jazz, who happens to be the part, you know, who happens to own the G League team that you're going to. So, hey, you know, nepotism is real, even in pro sports. It never fails.
Facts. I just think, you know what they always say, that. Well, he's not gonna need it. Like the
bread, yeah.
No, not even the bread, but like his dad's never, knock on wood, I don't doubt it. He's never gonna go broke.
Never.
So, but not I still that. Think you need the education.
Facts.
Something might happen, like, and we're not all here forever. Yeah, so obviously, yeah. D-Way's not gonna be here forever.
Right.
So yeah. That education could last you so much beyond past your dad.
Facts.
So I think he should at least win a school, because like he said, your dad has the bread.
Yeah.
He could pay for any school you want. You could get a scholarship for some.
And you could walk on. If you really want to go somewhere, you could walk on. You going to.
Yeah.
He really could.
Like, so get that education.
They're not going to say no to you.
Exactly.
Right. Like,
your dad's this. Like, your dad's going to throw be, some like, bread.
At the very least, at the lowest of lows, the school's going to want you on their team for pub.
Exactly.
Right, your dad's the lowest of lows.
Because when Dwayne Wade shows up, everybody's coming now to see your daddy sit across from you.
And exactly. Sierra Canyon 2.0.
Literally.
And that and. Your dad's gonna. The library's gonna be named Dwayne Wade Library.
Or Dwayne Wade Rec Center.
Exactly. Like, your dad's gonna come and throw a meal at us, and we're gonna put you on the team.
And I'm gonna be real. I decided to bring this topic to the table, really, because I heard CJ McCollum talking about it on his podcast.
Oh shit.
Shout out CJ. And I thought it was interesting, and what he had to say in regards to Zaire Wade. And I think that something that me and my coworker was talking about, we were kind of comparing the journey between Zaire Wade and LeAngelo Ball. Two guys who.
Why those two in particular?
Those two in particular, given their circumstances, granted, Zaire was just in school and LeAngelo actually did some dumb shit and got the boot from UCLA.
Yeah.
But just given that he performed in summer league and literally is still crawling and scratching to get his way into the NBA.
He just signed.
But then they said they released him too.
Again?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he got signed, and then a few days later,
he's on the G League. He's on the Hornets G League team.
I thought they signed him officially.
So the fact that he did what he did to get to where he is, and then you got Zaire Wade. Who, I mean, clearly your daddy's a Hall of Famer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
damn,
your route was a lot quicker. Granted, oh shit, the Dodgers are getting cooked.
I didn't give a four.
They're
runs
getting cooked, fried.
Well, I'm drinking.
So it's like UCLA wasn't recruiting. Zaire Wade wasn't getting recruited by no Power Five schools.
Exactly.
No, he got an LeAngelo, he got an offer from CSUN.
Cool. What's his name? What's his name? Who they had coach?
Who used to play for Cleveland?
Yes.
Mo Williams.
He their head coach. Cool, dope. NBA experience. But in the same token, LeAngelo Ball was getting recruited by Power Five schools.
Yeah.
He was a better high school player.
Which is crazy.
LeAngelo was?
I think LeAngelo is he was called in high school.
Yeah.
But then he's taller than Zaire Wade as well. Zaire Wade is like 6'2", 6'3".
I thought he was like 6'4". I don't know.
I'm going, but just based off who.
But also, LeAngelo's bigger. LeAngelo's bigger too.
100%.
But just based off of who his dad is, I'm gonna at least throw a offer.
Hell, when you're also UCLA and you know, that's also like the sibling package too.
Yeah.
So,
well, in a sense, but then who is LaMelo Ball at that time?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who's LaMelo Ball? So it's like. Zaire Wade is 6'2". He's listed as 6'2" on 247 Sports, bro.
24/7.
6'2", bro.
He looks taller just because he's long.
He's a long, lanky, you know what I'm saying?
He's a lanky 6'2".
He's a lanky 6'2".
And he got that fro. So he does look taller.
So, and the first thing they say is Dwayne Wade is also part owner of the Jazz.
Yeah.
Tech billionaire Ryan Smith and his wife Ashley purchased a significant stake in the ownership of Utah Jazz for $1.6 billion. Wade agreed to join the team's ownership group.
Mm-hmm.
Wade has a fixture at Jazz games late in the 2020-2021 campaign. And we all Did see D Wade on the sideline, Twitter coaching up Spider Mitchell.
He jumped on before the playoffs.
Yeah, so and this is all coming from the ShadowLeague.com. Just so I make sure I, you know, get my credentials.
Now, me as a fan, I'm thinking why didn't the Heat try to, like, you know, sell a little
just
bit?
Just on some love shit.
Love, or like, you see what he's doing in Utah, like, hey, I think players are going to go to Utah just off of, like, oh, do you
know? Yeah, for real. Dwayne Wade's impact in Utah will be great.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but the Heat's the G League team is in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, the Sioux Falls, what they call it? And I lived in Sioux Falls. I can't remember.
But, like, their G League team is not in Florida. Bro,
it was players. They was at the same bars I was at. Yeah. Like, no bull. Like, they was out there. They played at the same arena the little hockey team played at. Like, but, I mean, at the end of the day, they affiliated with an NBA program, really.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, they getting love.
At the end of the day, I just really hope that Zaire Wade really wants to do this basketball thing.
And I think he does, bro. Because let's be real, one of his best friends is Bronny.
Bron.
And we know, and granted, Bronny is, you know, himself, you know what I'm saying? He come from a totally different genetic background. Bronny's already like 6'4".
And his namesake.
You're LeBron James Jr.
And then they hang out with Sharif.
With Sharif O'Neal, who was at LSU, who not really, you know what I'm saying? Granted...
That's big shoes.
I mean, but that was also huge. But what they're going through is what Jordan's kids went through when you had the oldest that played for U of I and then went to UCF because the younger brother went down there, and now they part of the Jordan brand, working in two different segments.
But I think it's worse for them because they didn't have social media. Yeah. The Jordan boys didn't have social media.
They didn't.
Now you get banged on and it's like, fuck. Facts. 3 million people seen it in like 2 hours.
Imagine. Granted, we just 3 people, bro. Imagine those people that know Sharif O'Neal, consistently interact with Sharif O'Neal, go to school with Sharif O'Neal, and you at your dad's alma mater. Right. Don't they got a statue of Shaq over there or something?
I think they do.
Well, we know his number is retired, I believe.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the statue, maybe.
I might have made that up. I don't know.
Obviously, he got the one out here.
Yeah.
Shit.
So, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's even bigger than
that's crazy, right? Like, so you know what I'm saying? Like, just imagine if Kobe had a son. You know, like, dude, your daddy is Kobe Bryant.
Kobe had a son.
Dude, your daddy is Michael Jordan. Your daddy is Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Gary Payton Jr. Or Gary Payton the second. He's still crawling and scratching, maintaining himself in the league after bouncing around. You know what I'm saying? The Warriors end up signing him. He was a dog when he was at
he went to Oregon State. Where'd
he go? Oregon State.
Fuck him. He got a big steal yesterday. Fuck him.
Dude, like, and he's playing in these games and everybody knows who your daddy is.
Bro, right. just when the announcer said, he said, oh, Gary Payton Jr. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, like,
a glove?
When he was at Oregon State, he was cold.
He was cold.
Man. Like, even Tim Hardaway Jr.
Now, mind you, that one, he's actually like.
Tim Hardaway Jr., he's earned a solid-ass career.
He's a solid-ass pro. So,
with the Knicks, he had some hiccups, get traded to Dallas, booming. Fits right in.
Like a glove.
Literally. Speaking of gloves. Consistent starter.
Man.
You're going to bring up O.J. Simpson.
Oh, no.
God. Hey,
like Chief Keef. Nah.
Nah.
Oh, nah.
And,
oh,
bang, bang. And to Hardaway's credit, he did his own thing at Michigan.
Yeah, he was hoping at Michigan. He was hoping.
He was part of that national title championship contending team.
Yeah, he was hoping,
like,
bro.
Like, he did his own thing. Like, I give him credit for that.
What about Chris Paul's son?
I mean, he's still like
Cliff.
He young Cliff.
Just kidding.
I mean, I think that kid's not even high school.
Nah, yet. Yeah, I was just joking. I was saying
Melo's son is finally in high school.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a freshman at
Nate Robinson's
the King
son, Cole.
Christ the King.
He's like 5'6".
Who?
Nate Robinson's son, Cole.
Is he tall?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Doubt it.
That's all I was gonna say. Like, he must have had. He should have went to the WNBA. Got him like a 6'3" girl or something.
He
should have got Brittany Griner.
Yeah, like, oh, fuck. She dunking, I'm dunking. Fuck,
bro. I remember when I think me and Brittany Griner graduated high school the same year. Bro,
you was grinding on her.
No, stop it. So we used to read articles and shit about her dunking in high school. We was like, what the fuck? Like, what? Like,
yeah, she's 6'10".
He said, what you know about
that? Dude, she tall as hell, boy.
Yo, when she was at Baylor that whole time, she kept wearing them long sleeves under her jersey. I was like, okay. And then when she got to the league and she took them sleeves off and she was tatted up, I was like, yo!
She's blasting.
No wonder why.
Like, I was like,
that's that KD shit. Hiding their tattoos.
And I guess at Baylor, because I forget that Baylor's a Christian school.
It is?
Yeah.
It's a private school?
Yeah.
Is it?
It is. It's not a public school. And so,
I might have to fact check you on that.
Yeah, because is Baylor kidding. Private?
I swear they are.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had one of my teammates in college.
Let me
two of them
right
actually
now.
Had transferred to Monticello from Baylor. And neither one of them are, you know.
Hey, shout out to
them. Yeah, Baylor University is a private Christian university.
Wow.
Because that's what I thought. And they were like, yeah, you got to hide your tattoos.
That's crazy.
And that was their rule. And then when she got to the league and somebody asked her about that, I was just like, I didn't know you was hiding that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was a whole thing.
That's wild, fool.
And then I heard I did hear a story from somebody who like worked like with Baylor, not with the basketball team, but like football. No, I remember vividly. I was with the Lions, and we had an undrafted free agent that came out of Baylor.
Okay.
And he was there with Brittany Griner.
Okay.
And he was like, man, the way she be pulling, You would just be like, okay, you deserve to be in the Pimp Hall of Fame.
Oh, I was like, wait, pulling like girls?
Yes.
First thing I thought of.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what he pulling?
First thing
I
thought pulling? Of.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She got nothing on Mark though.
Bro, what's crazy? Hey, I got to shout out my guy Travis Perryman, man. Baller for us. He was yesterday. We had practice and he like, listen, Jazz.
Pody.
You're amazing. Pody. But I gotta say this. He was like, I don't think Coach Fern has game.
What?
he was like, Coach P, you look like you have game. Cause he was like, Coach Vince, you probably have game too. I don't know about Coach Fern. I'm like, bro, Coach Fern got game, bro. Like, don't even try to play my boy like that.
I told Jazz a conversation. And I told her, and I was like, but I told him, I'm retired. I'm a married man. He was like, he's like, you're so young. And I was like, hey,
when you know, you know.
When you know, boy. And he was like, respect. And
respect.
I was like, hey, Travis, go find you the one. Get the
that
fuck out of my
boy,
face.
Travis, man. Shout out to that boy.
Yeah,
man.
Shout out.
He got recognition by the Moore League this week, man.
Playing the whole season with a broken knuckle, you know.
With a broken knuckle.
Oh, wow.
5-pound cast on, just balling.
Moved into safety last week. He got cooked on the first play. Bad eyes. But he shook back.
Alright.
You know what I'm saying?
We won the game. That's all I'm
We won the game.
Why he trying to call you out like that? Damn,
I don't know where it came from,
they
but
all,
we just happened to
just,
talking
like,
about
randomly,
it.
Randomly, like, they, I feel Dude. Like, you know what? I feel like these kids, or at least these, like, seniors, juniors, sophomores, have been coached by, like, some nerds. I even said, because we played the recent coaching staff last week.
Dude, they were. Shout out to my boy Devin.
Yeah. But then we play some nerds.
Okay. Some other guys.
Looked, they were like some like 50, 40-year-old guys that look like they trust analytics.
Bro, they eat broccoli and baked chicken every night.
Every wait. Night.
Oh.
They'll never step on a
they
fry
don't switch
side.
It, they don't switch it up with
wait.
No asparagus.
Wait, nothing. Wait. Skinless baked chicken?
Yes. And that shit still be pink in the middle a little bit. Like, it made some steak.
So
hey, no, my stomach still can't handle that.
So I feel like now that they have a coaching staff that, you know, we joke around. We
regular.
There.
We young, you know what I'm saying? Youthful, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so
you ain't got no game, don't be like,
we make
boy.
Sex jokes right, during, like, practice. Like,
little boy.
I mean, that, I'm like, boy. You got no game, but don't talk about my game.
Right, literally, like, we had a kid out there today. Shout out to Julius. He has some little white stains on his pants.
Buddy,
I don't got to say nothing. Exactly.
What is
don't
that?
Have to say anything.
Hey, but first of all, he had sweats on.
And then he
off,
comes out the sweats.
And then he has a white stain.
Towards the end of practice, and he got a white stain on his shorts. I'm like, bro, that's not Elmer's glue.
He was watching. He was watching Coach P's highlight tape.
Tripping.
Fuck.
Ew. Wilding out.
It was a coach's joke.
Chill out. It's cool.
Hey, you know how Twitter's been on that red flag?
Right, red flag.
Hey, keeping it football.
Speaking of red flag, you can't ever cancel Dave Chappelle. Stop it.
Oh, who tried to?
Shout out to Dave.
You know exactly who.
Oh, I still ain't watched that shit, man.
It's great.
I gotta check it
out. Yeah, I haven't watched it either.
On the set.
But.
On the body awful.
Hey, y'all watched that Monday night game?
Dude. Trevon Diggs.
No, that was Sunday.
That was Sunday.
I jumped ahead.
You're talking about the other Diggs.
Stephon,
but his team blew it by going for it on fourth down.
So look, I get you want the win, bro. But first off, I'm not running my quarterback in the goal line. Not happening.
If that was Cam Newton, you'd do it.
They're the same size.
Not even that, but
you trust Cam more.
You could tie the game. It's 4th and 1. You're on the 5. You got 3 points.
Let me kick this field goal and extend the game.
Yeah.
Obviously, you take the points.
This ain't no playoff game, bro. And even more in a playoff game, I'm kicking a field goal.
Josh Allen slipped.
Dude.
He did. Because he didn't make it past the line of scrimmage.
No, bro, he lost the yard.
Listen, I'll put a fullback in run. I run a play action. I'm running.
I'd rather play action it.
Yeah, because you're expecting run. Yeah. It's 4th and 1. Expecting run.
Where's Mike Allstat when you need him?
Dude, like, why not put
Jerome Bettis?
One of y'all big ass. What's the lineman they got from U of H, bro? From Houston. Why not put his big ass at fullback and run it? And if you're gonna run it in, all right, his big ass is in. We running that shit, and then put an H back in. Do some wild shit.
We always talk about like smoke and mirrors, bro. Like you said, everyone knew you got.
Well, you knew the run was coming.
No receivers.
You knew the run was coming.
Yeah. So why don't you just? They blew it. I would. You know what? Faked it to my running back, rolled out, dump it off to a tight end in the flat or a drag coming across.
Right, and if it's not there, now run.
Yeah,
because at the very least, you're going to get the first.
And that run was so obvious that they didn't even run a stunt on the defensive line.
No.
Crashed.
Gap integrity.
Yes. Oh, wait. First of all, let's talk about that bitch-ass left tackle that got bullied.
Dude, he got his ass kicked,
actually, let's not talk about him. Hey, shout out to you because, hey, I hate the
you're
Bills.
You're there, yeah. Right? You're there.
I hate the Bills. So, hey, shout out to you. Gave up the game. Gave up ass.
Little boy 2000.
Hey, you know what? I got the next song for you. I was going to play one more, but no one look at the screen because I'm going to play this next one for this bitch-ass left tackle. I played lineman in high school. Never could have happened to me.
You're never not going to bitch me, boy.
Never. Hey, never. I would have cut your ass.
Straight up, dog.
Wow.
He took it. No Vaseline. That motherfucker said, let me give it to you real quick.
No, he didn't.
Also, one of the greatest diss songs of all time.
Hey, not one of 100%. For me, I think, bro, because he went in. Dude. Not only did he go in.
On everybody.
He went in on a group. I don't know if one single person has gone in on a whole group.
On his ex-group.
Yeah.
And the manager.
So that's, okay, off he sports real quick.
Up. And named them by name so and this named is, all of them.
This is my favorite all-time diss song. Is this?
Yes, mine too.
Okay. Bro, because you got another one?
I don't really have an all-time favorite.
Number two
song.
For me is Back to Back.
Oh, Drake?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because that shit was funny. This one was funny, too, but in a different way.
This song, honestly, bro, Tupac was, shit.
Oh, hit him up?
Oh. Hit him up.
Hey, yeah. Okay, that's number two.
Come
that's
on now. Two. Hit him up, go crazy.
And the video made that one.
Hit him up, go crazy, boy.
The video for that one was hilarious.
Come on, son. Where do you find this one?
Where'd you find this one?
Okay, Real quick, got a shout out to Knicks for closing it out. Shout out to D-Rose with the dagger over weak-ass Dennis Rodier with his freaking weak-ass number 71 number. I just cooked his ass for no reason.
Is he wearing 71 or 17?
He's 71. Wearing 71, bruh. He flipped it. That's what happens when you lose $8
million. $80 million. Ooh, you flipped oops. It. You dropped a 5.
You're missing some zeros.
And then Evan Fournier? Dude, bruh. Shout out to D-Rose, man. One of my favorite players. He just got engaged recently, man. Get the bag and get your wife, bruh.
Wait, but is... speak on Evan Fournier. What happened? Oh, he hit the game winner.
Bro, D-Rose hits one at 22.2.
Okay.
to seal the game.
Yeah.
Before that, though, Evan Fournier hit a three to go ahead and put them up even higher, my boy.
Hey, wait, he's on the Knicks now?
He played for the Knicks.
Oh, he played for the Celtics last year.
Yeah. So that's against his former team.
I used to follow Evan Fournier's career when he was with the
I support any athlete that chooses to leave the city of Boston.
And another fun fact, the NBA currently has 13 black head coaches, just one shy from the all-time high.
Hmm.
And you know what number 14 is? My number. It works for me. Anyways, continue.
Hey, shout out Chauncey Billups.
Did he win his first game?
Did they win tonight? Why you look that up? Is Tom Thibodeau's really Derrick Rose's best man?
He should be.
Really?
He should be because he's maintained his career, keeping the stack.
But still, like, you don't got a best friend from like junior high.
D Rose got homies,
but ain't nobody had a greater impact. Maybe his brother.
It's probably Reggie.
It's probably his brother, bro.
Well, they said he was his best man. I read it on Facebook. You can't trust everything you see on Facebook.
It's probably his brother, bro.
It's probably Reggie.
But yeah. Tom Thibodeau is probably in his wedding
his
party.
His court? Like, yeah. Is it called his court? What is it called? His
wedding
group?
Party.
Wedding party.
Wedding party.
Yeah. He's probably a groomsman.
Okay.
He's probably a groomsman. But as far as I know, at halftime, let me not lie. Yeah, it was Portland. So right now Portland's currently down. It's 90-79. Sacramento's cooking their ass.
Third quarter
with a minute and a half left.
Shout out Luke Walton.
Shout out Luke Walton, man.
They retain him.
He's back for a second year. Harrison Barnes, it's terrible. 50% from the field. 23 points.
50% ain't bad.
I hope they retain him because I just shouted him.
De'Aaron Fox, 22 points. He's 7 for 16. Halliburton, he's not doing too well. He's 1 for 5, only got 2 points. Let's check it out for the Blazers. Leonard with 16, he's 6 for 16, not shooting too well. CJ McCollum's kind of riding the wave, 9 for 15, 21 First points. And their bench is cheeks right now.
Wait, which game is this?
This is SAC versus Portland. It's 95-81 at this moment.
What's the score of the Phoenix Nuggets game?
Phoenix Nuggets. Let's check in with that real quick. We have scores coming from you from the Good News Radio with Sports Talk with Mark and DP featuring Coach Fern. We have Denver leading Phoenix Suns 78-70, third quarter, 2 minutes and 40 seconds left.
I'm looking forward to seeing Denver in a couple weeks.
So that's the game you should tune into after this show in a little bit.
And what's crazy, if you guys didn't know, Jamal Murray is still recovering from an ACL injury. Crazy.
Didn't know that.
Sounds about right.
He
might be back after January.
And I mean, guys, Michael Porter Jr., I guess he's carrying the team. 15 points. He's 6 for 7, playing pretty well.
He's got the bag. I hope he is.
Jokic got 14.
Let's see. Full box score. Jokic has
14, 8, and
19 6. Points. He's 9 for 16, 1 for 6 from 3. Not doing too well from the 3-point line. Will Barton has 11 points. He's 5 for 9, 1 for 4 from the 3.
Wow.
Then we'll go to the Suns. Jameson Crowder, as usual, only has 2 points.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Book. He does have 5 rebounds. He does. As we know, Mikal Bridges just got the bag. But listen, he's only 4 for 12 with 9 points.
I mentioned what's his name, Crowder again?
As usual, he's 0 for 3 from the field, 2 points.
Bitch.
Whoa.
I can't stand
him. Cooked his ass.
Yo.
We have Devin Booker, 3 for 10, not shooting well at all. 12 points.
Ooh. It's October.
Hey, Cameron Payne, 8 points off the bench. He's 3 for 9.
His resurrection story should be a movie.
And then we got Shamet. Shamet is actually cooking. He's 3 for 4. He has 8 points, 2 for 2 from 3. I mean, come on now. Frank Kaminsky ain't played. And as usual, Elfrid Payton has not played. CP3, he's 5 for 8, 13 points. So nobody's really just kind of taking away leading the pack. That's why they're down 11 points.
And that's why
9 points right now. You know what I'm saying?
It's
a little ugly for them.
It's game one.
But we'll continue with our show. Had to give you guys the updated scores.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
I heard not a fun fact, but a crazy fact yesterday.
Yeah.
Watching the Lakers game, you know, like I was doing.
A
little brew in my hand.
As you should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they mentioned Klay. And I was wondering, like, hey, you know, is Klay now a coach?
as a, you know, sarcasm.
Sarcasm.
Because I forget, Clay tore his ACL.
One thing. Tore his freaking Achilles.
Tore his Achilles. Crazy. They said that has never been done in basketball. Football, yes, but there's different movements in basketball.
100%.
So do you think Klay Thompson will come back as the same player as he was in the Splash Bros, like, you know, the four-year span they had?
Because he's a shooter, I don't think that's never going away.
The shooter part, for a while, but Klay was considered, like, lockdown. Like,
yeah, he was a defensive dude.
Defense, I think he'll be two steps slower. And
damn, two steps?
Damn.
Yeah. Fuck, dude.
Because... If I'm not mistaken, the ACL and the Achilles were on separate legs.
Yeah, I think so.
So, it's like, you did damage to both of your legs in crucial areas.
But consider this. You got guys that play football in the NFL who completely blow their knee out.
Fuck.
And return to high-level play. Now, if you take a basketball player look at Coutinho Mobley. Mm-hmm. He still be playing in the big three. And granted, I don't know his injury background, but I mean, he's old. And Klay, being as young as he is,
but okay,
two surgeries, two different legs, two different, you know, ligaments, he should be all right.
But okay, you talk about the big three and they're playing half court basketball.
Cool, but
and
for Coutinho Mobley also plays in the Drew League.
Half court or not, it's still the same movement.
You still the same movement.
It's still the same movement, but that's also talking about somebody who didn't have a blown Achilles and a blown ACL in each leg.
But I'm just saying, in the sense that you can play basketball till you old.
Well, again, but that's also being a shooter too, to a degree.
Right, but I'm saying to the defensive piece, I don't think he's going to be two steps slower. I do think it's going to be certain things he's going to have to be confident in doing. But I believe, it's 2021. Medicine and whatever, he going to be all right. He going to be solid. Because if you could take a football player who tore their Achilles, and you're still doing, you're going through physical, you're a DB. You're going through physical contact, you backpedaling, you're breaking and planting, which the movements are a lot more strenuous on those particular ligaments as opposed to basketball. You're not cutting in basketball. You're getting around people. You're running. You're sprinting. So it's not going to be as...
You still make cuts.
Not as often, though.
Especially off a screen.
I mean, but you just getting around. Or you just bursting.
Facts.
So the movements are different. So I feel like in basketball, you're preserved a little bit more as opposed to football. So I think Klay, it's just going to take him getting confident in his movement than necessarily being two steps slow. He's still going to be... productive, in my opinion.
I think he's only going to be two steps slower defensively. Offensively, when they're on a fast break, run down the court, find your spot, grab it, shoot.
Because
I think he's still going to be that offensive threat because his shooting ability is that damn great.
And that's just muscle memory at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Right. And that's upper body.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I got the hot take. Lakers still in five.
Factual.
All right.
They're going to have to see us.
Factual. And I know people that have torn ACLs and then been faster literally after they tore their ACL than they were before they tore it.
Yeah, because you get essentially a robotic knee.
But, no lie, thinking about it yesterday too, or this morning.
Yeah.
So, they say his timetable to come back is late December, early January.
Yeah.
Where are the Warriors at when he comes back? Because the team didn't look too bad yesterday.
Factual.
I think they're sitting like... 6 or 7.
Factual.
They'll be above 500.
No, yeah, but above 500 in the West is still like eighth.
I think they'll be a top 16.
Yeah, top.
I think they'll be a top 16 with the Lakers still finding their groove. The Clippers, we don't know what the hell they're going to be because they don't have Kawhi.
They don't have Kawhi the whole year.
The whole year.
Allegedly, he might sit out this whole year.
For what?
He got surgery.
He's wilding, bro.
Well, I think by him playing through a lot of the injury last year, he did more damage.
So he had surgery like in late May. So
what's wrong with this guy, bro? He gonna fuck around and retire early, bro.
He remind me. Of little, he remind me. Of, I mean, Travis remind me of him. Like this, I don't give a fuck, coach.
Fucking Pudi.
go back to the top 16. So I said the Lakers would be up there. But
so who'll be number one?
It'll probably either be Phoenix, Denver, or
I think it'll be Utah.
Or Utah might be running fool's gold again.
I think it'll be Utah. I don't see. I see Utah.
Utah gonna get over the hump this year.
Those top three teams in the West last year were. I mean, not remembering the order exactly. I know Utah was number one, and then between two and three, it was Denver and Phoenix.
I see Utah, Denver, the Lakers, Phoenix. Damn, who's gonna be five?
It could be Golden State. Be Golden State or the Clippers.
I see Golden State.
I put Golden State over the Clippers.
I don't think Paul George has enough help around him to get into the top five.
Nah, bro.
He'd probably be like 7 or 8. He might be fighting for one of them slots like the Lakers was last year.
Actuals.
Hey, no lie, this part of the song when people were like,
but it'll be. I don't know if they fight for that same spot that the Lakers did, because we've seen what Paul George has been as the number one option when he was in Indiana.
Facts. But that was on the East. Shout out. Real quick.
Yeah, that was with the East. Granted,
the Dodgers lost 9-2.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we figured it out.
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted the fans to know if you wasn't
they got
watching.
Cooked, bro.
Yeah, so say it again.
No, so that was when he was the number one option with Indiana in the Eastern Conference, fighting against Miami and an aging Boston team. And he was still pulling top three.
Yeah.
And his number two was an aging Danny Granger.
Oh, you know who we forgot?
With the Roy Hibbert as a...
Shout out to Danny Granger.
No, fuck that. No, yeah, shout out to Danny Granger.
I was going to say, when Roy Hibbert too.
Fuck. Yes. No, Roy Hibbert, But shout out Danny Granger.
He was a...
Hey, Roy, so Hibbert, I'm gonna get my thing again. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's gonna be Jazz, Denver, Lakers, Phoenix, Mavericks, Warriors, Mavs. Clippers at 7.
Blazers ain't getting over the hump.
Mm-mm. The Blazers maybe get an 8. No, that's over the hump, but they're gonna have to fight for that last the last spot with the Grizzlies.
Because mm-hmm. Honestly, the Blazers ain't really add nobody special.
Nah,
to be real,
they actually lost, didn't they?
Yeah, like,
they lost Melo.
Yeah, they lost Melo.
That was a big bench piece.
And then last year they lost Gary Trent. Yeah, okay. To Toronto.
How do we feel about New Orleans after losing Lonzo?
Shit, they still down Zion right now.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Shit,
I forgot.
So how did you feel with them with Zion? Like, if Zion wasn't doing it too hot with them, and they just gave Jonas Valanciunas the bag, a 2-year, $30 million deal.
Dude,
Orlando
just gave what's his name the bag?
Mo Bamba,
Carter Jr.
A window?
Yeah, window the bag. And he flopped in Chicago. He flopped.
At this point, like he just said, teams are trying to secure, like,
I mean, names. These teams got
These teams are taking potential over anything, honestly.
Yeah. All right, in the East, who we got?
That's what I was going to say. Thank you.
Good transition.
There you go. I was before you brought up window, I was like, you go first. There you go.
For the East?
Yeah. Give us your top six.
Top six with the fighting two.
Chicago.
No, at number one?
Go in order.
Yeah, go in order.
You want me to give you last year's?
Yeah, give me last year's ranking.
Last year's in order. It was Sixers, Nets, Bucks, Knicks, Hawks, and Heat. And the Celtics fell just short of one game.
I'm going to go Nets, Hawks, Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you said them twice.
I said Nets, Hawks, Atlanta. Wildin'. Knicks. Yeah, Knicks gonna do it.
That's your top three?
That's my top three.
Wow.
Cause the Celtics gonna flop.
Always.
I'm gonna put them at 5. I see you only got. There we go. Nice. At 4, I'm gonna go.
No love to the defending champs.
Oh, the Buccaneers?
The Bucks.
The Buckies.
Same difference.
Hey. We'll switch my who did I say 3? I said
the Knicks.
The Hawks.
The Knicks.
The Knicks. I'm gonna switch the Knicks and the Bucks.
Okay.
And then the Bucks. At 5, I'm gonna go.
You already said
So you said Celtics.
You ever said Celtics at five?
No, he said Celtics. He said,
Celtics at five.
You said Celtics?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So y'all got more. Atlanta.
You got Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Yep. Atlanta.
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
New York. Boston. Celtics.
And the Boston, and Boston kind of scares me.
And the Heat were the last team last year who made it to the top six.
Fuck the fuck Boston. I'm going to put the Heat there at five.
All right.
Because they, shit, they added
Kyle Lowry,
yeah. I think that's going to be a major addition for them. They added him and got rid of Kendrick Nunn. And Kendrick Nunn wasn't getting no burn for them. And they got rid of Dragic. Yeah. Who was aging. You know what I'm saying?
Kept getting hurt.
Yeah. What you look? He got the grin on his face and shit. What you thinking?
Okay, let's go.
He over here grinning. He like, yo, I'm just like, damn.
He hit me with the evil smirk, like the Grinch, like. You know,
like, let's hit it real quick. Let's see what Mark got.
Yeah, what you got?
Bucks number one.
All right.
I never count on the defending champ.
Okay.
Brooklyn number two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number three. Atlanta.
Okay.
Chicago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Miami.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said one of them. New York.
The Knickerbockers.
Knicks at six. All right.
Knicks at six. Chicago's got a good-ass team this year.
They do, though.
And I've been vouching for them.
Did I name Chicago?
Huh? No. You didn't. That's why I was
we only had five teams.
That's why I smirked. I'm like, you missing Chicago.
Chicago. And I ain't going to stump, bro.
And I've been vouching for them the last 2 years.
Chicago. Zach LaVine finally got exactly what he needs.
Duh.
Everyone else.
Yes!
Literally everyone else.
They
gave him a big man last year.
Yeah.
Dude from
Orlando.
Orlando.
Vujicic.
They gave him. Perfect addition.
Yes.
Then you added
DeMar
DeRozan and Lonzo.
Bro. They need one more tall person because them last three are the same height.
Whoa. We're not about to disrespect my mans like that.
They added Caruso.
They added the Caruso.
White Michael Jordan.
The white Jordan.
Damn.
They did it.
When he was in LA with the Lakers for so long.
Shout out.
Me and my cousins would call him like the White Mamba. Bro, he had that like killer instinct. Like he would come in the game and just fucking take over.
Dude.
And I'll say for the last two spots, Charlotte and Philly.
All right. Y'all ready?
I think Philly's gonna take that dip, I think Charlotte's gonna get into that playing.
I'm gonna shake it up. Charlotte's gonna be in my top six.
Ooh. You think they grow this year?
I think they make the jump.
Okay.
They had a 19-year-old starting that point guard who was like a baller.
Big baller.
So, number one, you know, I just don't think anyone, after what I saw last night, no one's pushing the Bucks for that number one seed.
Yeah.
So I'll take the Bucks at number one.
Okay, the Buckers.
Number two, I'm going to take the Miami Heat.
Oh.
I think they come out the gate just firing. They're going to blow it like always. Number three, I'll take the Atlanta Hawks. Hey, bro, the Atlanta Hawks was balling.
They balling, bro. They
know the reason why the Nets aren't in that top three is because, like, the Lakers, they're going to take some time. Kyrie's not playing.
Factual.
They're going to take some time to figure each other out. The Nets at number four. The Knicks at number five.
Yeah.
And then the Charlotte Hornets.
The Hornets.
Six.
Oh. Ooh,
and I see the Bulls.
I like what you did there, buddy.
The Bulls at number seven.
Okay.
The Bulls, they might just be like two games off. And the only reason why I feel like that is because Lonzo's just injury prone. He hasn't. And DeMar DeRozan's a little older. So, you know, resting him for some minutes.
Well, Justin Turner's done for the year.
What happened? For his ACL? Fuck, we just talked about that.
Dave Roberts' indication is Dodgers third baseman suffered a grade 2 hamstring strain and will be sidelined for the rest of the postseason.
Bro, but the crazy thing with that is, like, you can't go out there and just hit a couple dinkers real quick.
Come on, my boy.
Like, you don't even got to run, bro.
Yeah, just hit that hoe.
Nah, well, hit a home run.
Yeah, just bust that shit. Like, do your best.
Goddamn, like, home run every single
do
time.
Do your best. Like, bust that shit wide open. Goddamn it. Bro, it's time for Lemon Pepper, bro.
Oh, Lemon Pepper Daddy.
It's time for Lemon Pepper, bro.
Wait, you saw how I started slowing it down real quick?
I see the
vibes.
The transition was
there. I see the vibes.
But y'all know when this song come on. Oh, what the fuck? This boy had to talk real quick. Hold on. Y'all know when this next song
freaking
come on.
Freaking Andre Jikus.
That's whoever that guy is.
Real quick. Freaking Andre Jikus.
Hey, why that man forehead so orange?
Fuck, YouTube ads, man.
He's been tanning in a freaking tomato pool.
Just so y'all know, when this next song come on, Y'all know that's the time where we know, I put the kids to sleep, you know, start unwinding for the night, pour up a glass of wine.
Classy. Everybody out east, if you still awake.
Dodgers going to bounce back tomorrow. I'm saying it right now. Dodgers force a game 7. I'm saying it right now.
Listen.
So does Pujols play tomorrow?
Laker
Pujols
everything.
Better play tomorrow.
Dodger everything, baby. We going to give a shout out to Detroit, but they suck too. Yeah. Listen. Hey. Sitting at the table. Fork in my hand. Ooh. Noodles in my bowl. Top ramen.
Yeah.
You know the thing. It's a goal.
Tapatio, what?
Touchdown, baby.
Yeah.
Got the tap in my right hand.
Ooh.
Got my fork in my left, but I'm right-handed.
805 in the next. What?
I'm
just trying to
have my 805 in the refrigerator. Grabbed it out of there, and I popped it open.
Oh.
I saw the can looking at me. It was staring. Cracked it open. I drank it. I was swearing.
Ooh.
I said, F this, F that.
Uh-oh.
Saw your girlfriend looking at me. I said, F that too. She was wild and she was staring at me.
Uh-oh.
Friday earlier today, she was laughing at me.
She ain't laughing no more.
Wowzers.
Bro, so we gotta big ups to the women in sports over the past couple weeks, man. We already spoke about the Chicago Sky, Candace Parker. On the other team, Shea Petty, a guard who got her shot at age 30. At one point, she was actually the video girl for a WNBA team.
Damn.
Yeah.
Anything is possible.
Bruh. But she played in this final series. And shout out to Skylar Diggins.
Oh, Skylar
for
Diggins.
For giving Shea Petty her flowers during an interview that they had. Granted, the Phoenix squad came up short because we all know that the Chicago Sky got the W. But it just goes to show that anything is possible if you stay consistent and you persevere through the adversity that you face. Shea Petty, shout out to her, man. She is a prime example of that. She played in a WNBA final and had essential minutes. Like,
oh, yeah.
She was a vital piece of that team.
She was in there.
And she will continue to be. Yeah. You're going to claim that already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I also want to shout out Allyson Felix and Naomi Osaka for being honored by the Women's Sports Foundation.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Because they go. They get it done. You know what I'm saying? Allyson Felix, of course, has been doing it for years, cooking people on that track. And we know Naomi Osaka, even though she's young, her career is still going to continue to thrive. She's been frying people on that tennis court. Shout out to both of them.
Hey, real quick, why are you giving your shout outs? I know we talked about this the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out ex-Washington State football coach for standing
Man.
Up. Hey, Nick.
Straight up.
Rolovich.
There you go.
For what he believes in and not going along.
He didn't compromise
himself, man. So, hey, shout out to him. I'll give a drink to that man's right there for
standing
up.
Shout out.
For what he believes in. And he said, fire me.
And I'm about to sue y'all.
No, he said, I'm leaving.
I'm out of here.
And I'm going to sue you. I'm going to take everything.
Because y'all didn't let me address my team. You didn't let me clean my office out.
And you escorted me out.
And you escorted me out as if I'm just some stranger. Go ahead, Mark. You got the grin on again.
No. Nick.
He's a cold one. Mr. Grinch.
Oh, Mr. Grinch.
I couldn't even front. You started freestyle. I'm like, damn, now I want to spit.
Go ahead, Mark.
You got to start this over because I got a whole ass thing.
Listen, hold on, real quick.
I went to the archives. I'm like, I got some.
Listen, this is a special one because Mark always looks at me like this. He gives me the eye and he says,
wrap it up.
This means Lemon Pepper Freestyle better be the next fucking song.
But he started freestyle. I'm just like, you know what?
So
I
want
to jump in on this because I got something that, you know, because I write poems on the low and shit.
Me too. Sprinkle.
Okay. So I got something that, you know what? Everybody that don't know that I write certain shit, and you just about to catch one tonight.
This how we gonna end it off with y'all ass. We gonna start with Mark.
Yeah.
We gonna go to Fern.
Yeah.
And then, wait, hold on. I ain't spitting.
You can
talk it though.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to really talk this one too.
Yeah, you talk
and
it
then
out.
And then I'm gonna wrap it up.
All right,
bet. Ready?
Must be a special night.
Set.
Go.
Mark Cannon on the beat.
Yeah.
Just playing. 805s in our cans.
Yeah.
8-0.
Migos.
Shout out to the 405. Skirt. Yeah. Skateboards and the surfboards, roll blunts and the edibles, liquor libations and music from every nation. It's imitation to see another living a life. Attempting to live a life that wasn't yours. Have was not meant for you. Be the soul you're not meant to be. Zero debt, carefree, job free. All these damn things we want to become free.
Yo. Yeah.
I just want my freedom, baby.
Oh.
Talk to me.
Yeah. Free to be me, free to do me.
Yeah.
Free from judgment, free from rules.
Tell them.
Free from the north, free from my anxiety, free from my demons, free from my past, free from my fears.
Yeah.
Free from all the shit that doesn't even matter.
Come on.
I wish freedom was easy to get.
Tell them.
I wish freedom was easy to keep. I wish it was okay to strive for life and not strive for greatness. Strive for the moment instead of striving for the impression. I wish it was okay too.
Yeah.
Strive for clarity and not strive for, to create a cloud of mystery.
Come on.
And that people really mind your own.
Mind it.
But
yeah,
we too busy minding others, so therefore
we blew it.
Freedom isn't even in our own hearts.
Come on.
I don't know. Me one neither. Day I'll be free.
Yeah.
One day you'll notice I'm free. One day I won't tell you I'm free.
Yeah.
Ooh. One day you'll just see me as me.
Yeah.
Go.
Go ahead, Friar.
Yo. I just like to say.
Yeah, go, hey. Go, go.
Nah, I said that shit, Friar.
Hey, hey, you already here now.
I know. I know. Hey, people watching this.
Who cares?
I understand that. You got your shit written out. Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
You know, I always gotta give my shout out.
Do it
to the home team.
Yeah.
The Long Beach Shredders. Hey, we in the building.
Straight up.
Hey.
Shred
it. The slogan. Come on. The slogan from now on for Lakewood football, for all those for life, is we gotta be fucking dogs.
Yeah.
Quoted by Emerson Edom. So
yeah,
that's the quote right there. Be a fucking dog.
Yeah.
So just shout out, you know, appreciate y'all for listening, and I'm gonna pass it over to my boy DP. Go Dodgers.
Go Dodgers. Yeah. Sitting at the table once again, talking to all my friends. We men's.
Oh yeah,
got the LA shit on our shit, hat, vest. I just want y'all to listen. Please tune in. Please give us your ear. We just want to see you. Maybe stare in gear. Maybe not sit back and see you stare in fear.
Yeah,
I don't want to see you talking or crying. I just want to see you listen. I'm lying. I just want to hear you talk sometime.
Yeah,
I'm crying. I done said everything I said. But you gonna do the opposite instead.
Oh.
But I'm gonna see you looking at me instead.
Yeah.
But I really want you to talk to us.
Talk listen. To us.
Huh. If you listening, you like it.
Like it.
Double tap. Like it.
Oh.
Like it with a double tap.
Follow up.
Follow up.
Please.
Please.
Yo, pass it all to the torch. Give it to Fern. He's gonna post. He gonna show you what he really like. He gonna make you really like us. Cause this is what you really like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark got on the beat.
Yep.
Seen him drop a tone. He poured the heat. Seen him really do it. Miami Heat. D-Wade. Zaire. What's he gonna do? We're not really sure.
Oh.
He gonna jazz it up though. He gonna pop the cork though. He gonna pour it up though.
Oh.
Yeah. But listen. Yeah. Next week we hot on the fire beat. I'm gonna tell you, girl, she gonna get the
Yeah.
She gonna get the heat.
And on that note, we're done.
Yeah.
Out of here. Fuck mask.
Yeah. Fuck mask. Peace.
Love. Blessings. We are out.